First case, please.
The first application is 12001 John Floyd Lingo III seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-82, 115-83.8, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of the intersection of Harbison Road, Route 5, and Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The 911 address is 26452, 26454, 26462, 26466, and 26474 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison. The zoning district is CR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 68, and Parcel 69. Specifically, they're requesting a 16.1-foot variance from the front yard setback. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. We did receive a request that from the applicant requesting that their application be postponed till the next public hearing date. Thank you.
And thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before we get started, I have potential conflict of interest. Vince Robertson is here to fill in for me for this application.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the board. So there was a request for a continuance on this application, as Ms. Cornwell testified. Is there anybody here on behalf of this application this evening? Yeah, if you could come forward. I spoke to the engineer, this gentleman called Mr. Ryman, and apparently there was a miscommunication or misunderstanding between the applicant and the Office of Planning and Zoning about the continuance and whether it would be granted or not. I understand. If you want to explain, I think your client was under the impression that continuance or the postponement, or whatever you want to call it, was going to occur. And so there, on that assumption, we're ready to proceed next week, or next meeting, I guess. Is that an accurate statement?
That's correct.
Okay. So for the board's benefit, you know, they requested the continuance. There was a discussion with staff on that. They're not ready to go forward. It seems to me that the board ought to consider whether it's worthwhile having the hearing or, you know, we've opened the hearing, continue it till the next meeting. If we're going to do that, I think it's appropriate for the board to ask if there's any members of the public that are here this evening that we're intending to discuss this application, which is located, just for the benefit of the public, at the corner of Route 9 and Route 5, Harbison in Sussex County. So I don't know how you want to act on it, but that sort of lays out, and it's a little bit different than my understanding of it, sort of lays out where we are this evening on the
That's because we have two cases by the same applicant.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the request for the continuous, so I don't know if maybe if you want to explain the basis for it.
Yeah. It's not the same applicant. This is a different applicant. This is Two Farms Incorporated, which is not on the agenda for any other item this evening. But my client is not present, so I don't have anybody from the ownership or client here tonight.
Right, but the problem or the situation is that there are people here, or could be people here, that weren't informed, whether it be for or opposed to the application. And so it would only be fair to them that we would, you know, listen to what they have to say, which means we have to open the hearing.
Yeah, I think I would defer to the attorney. I think we'd be fine with opening the hearing on this particular matter, but we would like to request that we leave it open so that my client and the owner can be here to continue it at the next public hearing, if that's something the county is okay with.
Mr. Chairman, I think I don't know about the others, but I think I'd like to see if there are people here for this case.
Okay.
Specifically for this.
Ms. McGee?
Yeah, I would like to see.
You'd like to know? Mr. Ritter? Okay, and I do too.
Okay, well, we can just ask, is there for
case number 12001. Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application at this time? If so, could I see a show of hands? Again, is there anyone here in favor? Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this case? Again, is there anyone in opposition?
He can't.
It's a request for a variance at the corner, roughly, of Routes 9 and 5 in Harbison here in Sussex County. it's a front yard setback
it's
variance
for,
application.
It's for a Royal Farms store.
Yes.
I think.
At Route 5 and Route 9. Are you familiar with where that is?
Are you familiar with it?
Oh,
sir?
Are you asking me? I thought
yes,
you
no, no, no.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I
no, 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 I was asking, you in the back. Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
You saw where my eyes were.
Yeah.
So I guess ask again, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Is there anyone in opposition?
Again, is there anyone in opposition to this application?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, sure. I'll make a motion then that we allow the continuance.
I have a question before you make that motion, if I may.
Yeah.
When did you ask for this continuance?
I want to say it was last, I think, Thursday by email.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So three days.
Yeah, 3 days would it take then. Yeah. Okay, again, then I have a motion, but you, Mr. Mills?
Yes, I move that we allow the continuance to our next regular hearing. Does it have to be re-advertised?
No, because it's a continuance of the meeting, and you've left the record open for that reason.
Well, that saves you $400 then.
Great. Great. So we'll leave it open to our next regular meeting. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 12001 open until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion? Ms. McGee?
No.
Okay. Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 12001 will be left open to our next regular meeting to allow time for them to come.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Just, I want to make one clarification for the record, though, and I think it's important.
Yes, please.
You know, with regard to continuances and requests for continuance, and this is for the audience and the minutes and everything else, you know, I do think there was an error made on your client's part by assuming that a continuance would be granted, in that, you know, nobody on staff, none of the legal staff or anybody has the ability to determine that a continuance is appropriate. Only the Board of Adjustment has that ability. So, you know, they ran a pretty significant risk here tonight that this could have gone forward and that it could have been denied for lack of a record. So I don't want, you know, the public or applicants in the future or anything else to think that this is a regular occurrence or that, you know, because they submit a continuance request that it'll automatically be granted. I think that's an important message for everybody to understand that this shouldn't be seen as a precedent in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you for that clarification.
Thanks.
I appreciate that. Okay. Next case, please.
The next application is case 12,000 George Cole Jr. seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Birch Street, approximately 294 feet west of Parker House Road. The 911 address is 37648 Birch Street, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 462. Specifically, they're requesting a 2.4-foot variance from the front yard setback. Received no letters in opposition, one mail return. We did receive two letters in support, and those letters are, one is from the Shady Dell Homeowners Association saying that they have been asked to approve the variance for the property, and then the association has no intention of disputing the issuance of that. They are always happy to see improvements to the community and feel that granting them the variance would not impact badly on the neighborhood, and if they could be in of assistance, and that is Phyllis Rudd, president. And then we also received that they are, that it is of no concern to this person or their fellow neighbors, and they are a 14-year resident of Shady Dell Park, and they've walked the property with Mr. Cole and see no problem with the variance, and that is Robert Charles Bedell II. That's all I have. Thank you.